Our next presenter is Ladislaw Martin Neto, and he has a number of co-authors, Tanya Amieda, Deborah Mallory, Bruno Martins, Alan Pinoza, Newton Scala Jr., Sergio Giad, CO2 emissions in soils under sewage sludge amendment in afforested areas. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the introduction. And this paper is, the first author is Tanya Almeida, that is my postdoc in Brazil. I am currently working with USDA here in the United States, Agricultural Research Service, and I also participant in the Humic Substance Society, currently as president. And just a few words about our country, Brazil. You have a huge area, and you have a huge Amazon rainforest, and many situations people believe that our agricultural produce come from this deforestation. You have deforestation, certainly, but this is just 15% of this huge Amazon area, and our main agricultural area is used in the central region, now the savanna, in the south and the southeast part of the country. Then this is our number. There's plenty of possibility to expand our agriculture, mainly improve our pasture land management, that we have around 200 million of hectares. This is amazing amount of land you must use in a sustainable way. This is our challenge, and this question relates with Amazon. This deforestation is forbidden by law. You know, you are treating an area with around 1 billion of acres, 500 million of hectares. It's not easy to control, but this is very clear for our society that you must avoid deforestation and move forward with sustainable practice. And here is just to show our, in some crop or in the afforestation, for example, with eucalyptus, how competitive can be in this tropical area, how much you can produce in this area. It's naturally nobody is make any recommendation or suggest to substitute native forest, but this is the reality, something that is very, very competitive in our conditions. And naturally, you are not doing just the afforestation to have eucalypt forest. You have what you call the integrated crop, livestock, and forest system that is grow adoption in Brazil. This is a very sustainable way to improve the efficiency of land use. Then you have in the beginning eucalypt with some kind of crop or soybean or rice. Then you could move forward with pasture. And then the way to have also the cattle production. This is what you have in our country. Going to the subject here, you are treating about understand specifically question related to soil organic matter in this tropical area. This is very important for us. It's in everywhere, but in our condition that you have a clay one-to-one with very low catch and exchange capacity, then soil organic matter is a very important topic. And you have growing the adoption of direct drilling, and also the use of these residues as sweat sludge application can improve our soil fertility in the organic matter in the soil. This is the hypothesis, this is the expectation. You see what you have in our experiment. In this current presentation, you will evaluate now CO2 emission in this area under application of sweat sludge in this eucalyptus plantation, and also make some comparison with soil organic matter characteristics. This is the characteristic of the experimental area. You have compared two farms with two different soil characteristics. Both receive an initial 2 tons of per hectare of sweat sludge. You have made our analysis until now until 20 centimeters. And this CO2 emission was made using LICOR chamber. You have determined carbon and also one qualitative information about what you call humification degree using laser-induced fluorescence spectroscopy. That is a relatively new methodology that our group have worked on that. And this is to add some information about characteristics of soil organic matter. These two places, Entre Rios Farm and the Ariona Farm, that one is more sand soil with below 10% of clay. The other one, the Entre Rios, is between 16-20% of clay. The measurement on the CO2 evolution, you use these PVC collars and with the diameters 10 centimeters distributed in this plot. This is a typical transect that you have made experiments. And this is the equipment in the field. And this is the data that you summarize in this slide with flux of CO2 in this two area. In this AN is the sand soil. C is when you have sweat sludge amend. S, when you don't have this amendment. It's clear in this soil with more clay that you have higher CO2 flux, mainly where you had addition of sludge amendment. In the sand soil, this practically statistically no difference in this flux, and this is what you are trying to understand better. And going to the more close number, sorry, here's a dot, 3.68 or 5.59, and it's clear that in the, as I said before, in the sand, no difference practically, and the Entre Rios with a lot of salt, red, yellow, you have a 35% CO2 emission in this measurement in this Entre Rios farm compared where you have application of sweat sludge. In some way, sweat sludge accelerates the composition of soil organic matter or litter. Then you made also the measurement of carbon content in soil in this until 1 meter, and trying to check what you have as information for carbon. From Entre Rios farm, for example, you detect a decrease of around 17% in this carbon content. Last year, I made a presentation when you have around 37% of decrease, but actually in that time you did only until 20 centimeters. Now you went down, apparently the number is not so expressive, so large, but yet there is a decrease. This data apparently is consistent with increase of CO2 emission. In some way there is a accelerate of the decomposition of soil organic matter, and our hypothesis to explain is naturally the soil microbial activity affect induced by sweat sludge addition was affected and increase this degradation of more labile carbon fractions. To the sand soil, it's different. You didn't detect any CO2 difference, but you note a relative increase in the carbon content, around 12%. Last year was 21 until 20 centimeters. Anyways, slightly higher amount of carbon. A little bit more complicated to understand that, but what you have currently in our field experiment. Then use this laser-induced fluorescence. You can, with this technique, you are able to see more stable carbon and see the difference between the what you call humification degree, that means the advance of humification, of transformation of this carbon compound in soil. Then it's possible to you did for both sites, and what you have summarizing this information that you have an increase around 23% of this humification degree. Last year you have 100, that was mainly in the surface. Anyway, the data is coherent with soil carbon decrease. Probably you have lost mainly the more labile fraction. That means that what remains in soils is more humified. And this means that what remained in soil was more recalcitrant, like I told before. In this sand soil, the decrease was different. There was a decrease in the humification degree, instead increase. And this also coherent with carbon. The carbon increase, probably adding more labile carbon. And then in the end, you have a less humified material in this sand soil. From the carbon perspective, increase one side, you increase carbon and you decrease the humification degree. On the other side, you decrease carbon and you increase humification degree. What remains more stable. But both data are coherent. What is not coherent, it's more hard to explain, is the effect of sweat sludge in this amount. Maybe it's not so high amount, it's just the substitution of fertilization in the beginning of the experiment. But anyway, affect both experimental area. And our conclusions and some next steps, as I told you, some contrasting behavior. You must advance in our analysis, but what you have currently, you have this consistency in between increased carbon, decreased humification, the CO2 confirm that this area where you have less carbon, there was acceleration, the respiration and the emission of CO2, the humidification that we had told before. And anyway, like you have seen many presentations in the Congress, there are some consultants results. This is a very challenging to understand what's going on. And this is, for the future, what you are adding is some fractionation of soil organic matter. Bruno Martins, that's one of core authors here, is a PhD student of mine in Brazil, and also to use the spectroscopy. So the hard question, please address to Bruno. But I thank you very much for your attention. And just the last, please, the chairman. Next year in China, you have this International Humic Substance Society. In the previous paper, you have a very interesting result about compost, about use of humic food fraction. This is a very open scientific area that you have a lot to learn. And please, if you have interest, consider this possibility. This place in Hangzhou is very close to Shanghai, very easy to be there. The chairman, Professor Yi Min Hu, that attended also this meeting. Thank you very much for your attention.
Questions?
Well, I'll ask one. Okay. Sewage sludge is partially digested and has some presumably more recalcitrant carbon in it. How long did you monitor the CO2 emissions? And what? If you monitored longer, would you get a different answer?
Probably. This CO2 emission was made this first semester in this year. You have the two campaigns, and what I have shown is the data that you have summarized here. But this is a very important point, that the dynamics of this emission and this acceleration, but what is, for at least from my point, is hard, why in this. Because both soils is not strong in clay content, because you could suggest that you have kind of physical protection. Apparently, maybe it's not the case. In the sand soil, where you don't have this physical protection, is where you have an increase of, or at least a trend to maintain or to increase the carbon. Then this is apparently contrasting that you supposed to have from the point of view of stabilization. But for sure, you must continue to the experiment and to get more information. But this is for our country, it's a crucial information, because there is a lot of variation depending on the local climate, this local soil, the management activity. But anyway, what you have, and this is not a good result, because you're supposed to add sweat sludge to improve condition. If you accelerate the soil respiration and CO2 emission, from the sustainable point of view, this is not the best. But anyway, this is something that is in progress.
Yes, well, that problem of variable soils and climates, we're all well aware of. Thank you.
Thank you very much.